Hi, this is Sandy Crott. Occasionally we get emails from participants in our programs, and we got this one from Kristen Opperman of Hemlock Semiconductor. And the title of this newsletter is Why Not Ask for Help? Here's Kristen. How long do you work on a task or project before you hit a roadblock? No matter how you look at it or what approach you take, you're stuck. In my role at work, I do problem solving every day. And I've been one of the silent sufferers. And I've noticed that I'm not the only one. I thought that when you were good at something, it meant you had to complete it on your own. But what happens if you cannot find the best answer? Or all of your solutions seem mediocre? One day, after taking the Insight Principles program with my team, I had an insight. I could ask for help. Help can come in many forms: data drivers, technical documents, process experts, or even hallway conversations have helped spark an insight. The insight might come when I least expect it. Ignoring others around me who could help is like overlooking a large knowledge store or library. I also realized that when I asked for help, my own mind got put to rest for a moment. Maybe I'd ask a leading question, or let my mind follow the path less traveled. I'd wonder. Sometimes my colleague and I would engage and wonder together. Like I said, your best insight will come when you least expect it. Yes, thanks, Kristen. She's correct. She's not the only silent sufferer. Many professionals believe they must figure things out on their own. What's worse, they neglect a powerful and reliable resource that exists within their minds. Insight is an often overlooked function of the human mind. Insight is the innate capacity to have a new thought. This thought may offer another view, a different angle, or an answer to a problem or situation. We've been having insights since the day we were born. In fact, as small children, we learned mostly via insight. Insight is a constant possibility. Why don't we have more insights? Our thinking can easily become habitual. We think we already know everything. Quote, the greatest enemy of knowledge is not ignorance. It's the illusion of knowledge, unquote, wrote Daniel Boorstin. This roadblock to insight can look like arrogance, but more often it's subtle. We don't realize the power of our own thinking to create a complete and compelling view of reality. The other simple reason we don't have more insights, we forget to look for them. We forget about this constant, natural function operating invisibly behind the scenes. As we bring to light the principles of how the human mind works, we hope we also encourage people to be like Kristen. Stop and look for an insight and let it help you.